quick recap of yesterday, actually. I have a bit of correction what I said yesterday or something. Someone asked me, Lukasha, actually. Well, let's just go through what we said yesterday. We were speaking about yesterday how Dollar on Yom Tov is Motzei Shabbos. The question is, can you then, how do you do, what do you do for Hav Dollar on Motzei Shabbos, which is Yom Tov? There's some pasted this year. So we said there's a bit of Hav Dollar, so we said there's a few problems, first of all. Number one is, are you allowed to light a light for Hav Dollar on Motzei Shabbos, which is Yom Tov? So I read your halacha yesterday in Shulchan Aruch, which says, talk of your dalit. Now, I think that is the Harris Ostra Bizroina, he wants to show off, he's got lots of candles burning. That he says is not called a Tzorech, and that's also to do. If he does it, a Kovid Jomtov, it's posh before. In the Bina Locha, he brings, what about a Nesher Yotzai? The person forgot to light a Yotzai, he's got a Yotzai number on Jomtov, and he forgot to light a Yotzai light. Is he allowed to light a Yotzai light on Jomtov? This halacha is not going to any yom tov. He didn't light it before.
What about this year, like when it's on Shlisha Pesach?
Oh, no, wait, you have to wait for it. So the Bia Locha says like this. Da'oi neshel yotzai, tim lo yitni kamer yotzai, da diken al kopon le machen ishoich boi. You should eat, you should light it, and then you're going to eat. And that way you're going to have a more from that light as well. Then he says, the moisev oire machedah, the yoish to toiv, she had diken al beis hakeneses, in an emergency, you can't do that, you can light it anywhere, because it's got a din like a neshel mitzvah, maybe. So a neshel yotzai, at the end of the day, he's lenient with. If you've got no other, the best thing to do is either light it in a room where you're going to eat from, where you're going to eat, so it's giving you hanah as well, or you light it as a neshel based on kinesis, where it's giving being used for the shul, or if you can't do any of those options, then you can light it in your house.
What about a woman lights
a Nershal Knas? No, that's a good question. But once she's got a chiv to do it, that becomes a chiv to have, so she's got a chiv to do it. Even though she didn't have to originally, but now that she's Chazal put that chiv on, she has to do it on everyone else as well.
So,
sort of
this bit, a yacht like 3 years running.
Yeah, first of all, normally he lights it before Yom Tov, yeah? So he should have done it before Yom Tov. This woman has to light on Yom Tov. She has to light her and there is a Knas on Yom Tov. That's what happens. Normally every Yom Tov she'll light it. So it's interesting. So it comes out, the Chora, that this Nair of a Yotzai, but the Eved didn't have to do it. Someone asked yesterday a good question. Someone got a minute to see in the, what's it called, the advertiser. I lit 40 days a Nair in the shop. Now what happens if one knows this is Yom Tov? Can you light that Nair?
You have that 40-day...
I don't think you have 40-day calendar, I don't know if it exists. No, I think the whole idea is to light every day, I think. Besides, you light every day, I think. I'm not sure, I've never tried it. But I think the idea is to light every day. So can you light that on Yom Tov? So I don't know, well, that's a bit worse than Neshel Yotzai. I mean, I'm not saying worse, I'm not saying that's got the same effect as Neshel Yotzai. So if you use it and you put it in a place where you can somehow annul from it, Lamarshal, that could be a ready way to get around this problem. So you could light it in such a place, the Chora, unless you light it on your table where you're going to have a knot from the candles, or you put it in the base of Knesset where it's in your shoe, maybe that would be allowed.
Won't you light the candle you have a knot?
Yeah, so if you're allowed to light a light candle, that's what comes out of this. Mr. Bruce says that clearly, and therefore bris milah, not sort of making a bris milah knot of, and the minute it's to light candles and you enhance the meal, you're allowed to put that on. So we spoke about Nesh Abdullah, the Chora, Nesh Abdullah is not worse than that. And therefore, you can light the Nesh Lav Dollar for the Tzorech. Even if someone will fuck become this, But a chayyim ikar din kanat nesh l'abdona, in order to do your mitzvah of looking at your neiros when you do on Matzah Shabbos. The other option was, we said, to use neiros of Yom Tov itself. That means a woman lights normally anywhere, someone's lighting neiros of Yom Tov anywhere at home. So can you take candles from there and use those for your l'abdona? So we said that some people are not happy with this, because they time that the Ner of Abdullah has to be lit for the purpose of giving a light. And our neiros nowadays that we light for Yom Tov are not for the purpose of giving a light anymore. We've got electric lights, don't do it. So some people are not so happy about that. Again, here the people answer that when you've got lots of shadows on this, either you've got Kavanah for the Horror as well, if you can do it. That's what we came up with. So the mice, either way is good. Someone asked yesterday about these, you can buy these neiros, which have got a combined wick together. You can, they sell it for Yom Tov, it's called Ner, I don't know what it's called, it's got a special name for Yom Tov. Now I've got, I know what it's called, huh? Yana Haskan. Yana Haskan, it's like Yana Haskan. It's regular, regular in the shops. It's kind of a new thing, I think it's quite fairly new, this idea.
It's expensive,
yeah. What?
Didn't do it
nowadays.
Don't use it.
Four?
Yeah, it's ridiculous, it's a
rip-off.
Like every Jewish
can love it.
Never do it
in my life. I'm not sure. Maxim, what it is, a very good idea actually, what it is, the candle. I mean, there's two sorts. One, someone asked yesterday over here, because she is our journalist, I can't remember what it was. He asked, why should you buy one which lasts for about a minute?
Yeah.
You light it, it's got a double wick, and then after a minute it goes out, 2 minutes goes out. That's one option. Another option is that you can light it, it's a double candle, you can use it for your nearest Yom Tov, and it's got a double candle, it went for 2 or 3 hours. So again there, the Chayra, either one is good to use, the Chayra. If you're going on this Shabbat, you're allowed to do that. And the Chayra, that would also be a good Eitzah to do. The only problem is, if you use Neiros Yom Tov, we spoke about yesterday, the downside with Neiros Yom Tov is when you bring the Neiros together. So we mentioned yesterday, there's a few questions on this. One is, I've never realised this, that you mustn't make candles near each other which are going to melt. Because that's called a kibbutz, that's called extinguishing. You're making the candle burn out much quicker. Means when you take a candle and you tilt it, the liquid drips much faster. So you now are reducing the size of the candle, which in a way is like kibbutz. So some of them don't like that. And that they say that if you're not doing the kavanah, that's no problem. Then the other side is when you put the two flames together, and then you want to separate it afterwards. That was also an interesting question. Some say that's not so simple. That's like a fire, which the Shulchan Aruch talks about. You've got a fire, bits of wood in a fire machine. And in the middle of the fire, you want to take some wood away. It's burning too much. That's the problem. That's kibbutz. But that, he says, well, all the fires joined together. It's meant to burn together. Here, a lot of people say the candle's not meant to be burnt together. It's not meant to be. No one understands it. It's a proper flame. And there were many possible make on this. Others say that one should not put the candle's mummies next to each other. Should be a distance between.
If the wax burns together, you have to separate it from the candles?
Yeah, it's sort of separating it. I don't think it's separating it.
One use a scented candle.
Yeah, you're actually the scented candle. Yeah, I think so. There's no issue with scented. The only time the scented candle I heard a shower was for Hanukkah lights, actually. Yeah. It's an interesting. You mustn't have a north from Hanukkah lights. Yeah. There, you mustn't have a north from that. Yeah. So there, you have a scent.
That's right.
I think even that is better. You're not having a north from the flame, having a north from the smell. Okay, let's move on to today's issue. Very interesting over here. Today is. Oh, one other thing, two other things I missed out yesterday. One is that even though women don't drink Havdalah wine normally, Moshi,
yes,
they don't normally have Havdalah wine. When it's Motzi Shabbat, which is Yom Tov, there's no problem. Because since it's also Kiddush, then there's no problem. We look at the main thing as a Kiddush, and therefore there's no problem with a woman drinking the wine on, what do you call it? Another interesting point is if a person by mistake got the wrong Havdalah on a Motzi Yom Tov, sorry, Motzi Shabbat is Yom Tov, you don't say Havdalah by Kosh Chol. So I might have to make Kosh the Kodesh. First of all, it's wrong. Let's repeat again. That's wrong. That's wrong. If you've got the rest of Abdullah wrong, say whatever the Nusach is normal. The Nusach normally you say is Kiddush, or is it in Russian? Make Kiddush Shabbos to Kiddush Yom Tov, yeah? You didn't say that, Nusach. But you ended up, I might have to make Kosh the Kodesh. That's okay.
Well, ladies on Pesach Banach, they say Kiddush themselves. Do they say the Abdullah as well? They do?
Yeah, it's all part of it, yeah. Yeah. Right.
No Psalm as well, also, isn't it?
No Psalm, quite right. No Psalm. No Psalm, not Psalm. Yeah, no Psalm.
Shabbos.
Not Shabbos. Not much Shabbos, yeah. Right, let's move on to the latest. Very interesting halacha now as well. And that is that doing a malacha before Havdalah. That means, I'll tell you what, for a person's in shul, this is going on for a long, long time, and the Maaseh, he wants to go to the toilet. If you want to go to the toilet, you want to put the light on, the light's off.
Cigarette.
Cigarette, I'm not so sure about. But he wants to put the light on. Can you do him a lot? Can he put the light on before he's double married and made up lover?
Was it a
bumper?
What's the bumper? Well, okay. So now, interesting thing over here.
Say it.
Yeah, first of all, I must tell you a good point what he's saying, but you're making me popular, my friend. Because we haven't spoken about this yet, it's an interesting point. If someone is in the middle of Shabbos Jesus, and then my friend over here is telling me, what's going to the toilet, so there's no light. He says, look at Shabbos Jesus, and the mice needs to go to the toilet after that. And he says he's got a problem, he's made darkness. He says, no, he says, well, he follows this rabbi over here. He says, Baruch HaMadre goes to the toilet, comes back in, they ask him to bench. Loud. He's benching loud. Now, he's got Shaila, can he say Ritzay?
He can bench, because
they would say. He said bench, right? Ritzay is a Shaila, Baruch HaMadre. Baruch HaMadre is a bit of a question with it. He said, look at exactly
this isn't quite.
Philosophic, I think, advice what to do. So it's not so positive about you. But no, actually, let's talk about doing a malacha. First, he wants to do a malacha moishi, and he wants to know, is he allowed to do a malacha before doing Abdullah? Now, the halacha is, really, a person may not do any malacha before being mavdol.
Why not do what?
Any havdol is good, actually, for this. That means we make havdolah twice on what you're going to say, hazakhan and tonim, and then you say havdolah halakos.
What does that tell you?
Example, let's start in the middle of Shabbos Shidus, or let's say he's finished Shabbos Shidus, he's finished, but he wants to daven, I mean, it doesn't apply here so much. The next story, get me yawning for Mariv very late at night on Mos Shabbos, yeah? So perhaps he doesn't want to daven Mariv now. He wants to hear Abdullah from someone. Matzah Shabbos was 6 o'clock. Yeah. At 6 o'clock, he goes to shul, and the chazan there, whoever it is, the rabbi there, is making Abdullah.
Yeah.
So he hears Abdullah al-Akkoyis before Mariv. So he's been going to Abdullah.
Yeah.
Now, can he now put the light on? The answer is he can. Once he's heard Abdullah, any Abdullah he's heard, he is now allowed to do Malacha. That is the Halacha. Any Abdullah he's done, he's allowed to do Malacha. But he must make some Havdalah before he does the Malacha.
Right. So I'm
or he can say Baruch HaMavdil, that also is the Havdalah. That also helps. Either one is good.
Can I put the light on in shul? Sorry to bother you. Can I put the light on before Baruch
HaMavdil?
Could I ask the non-Jew to do for me?
He's had a wonderful question, Moishi. Hold on, Moishi. Don't run away. He's had a good question, Moishi, about a lot. It's going to come to that, hopefully. Very good, right? Now, back here, Moishi. So he's now made, he has to make Abdullah. On who I did not watch it, Shabbos, which is Yom Tov. Again, you could not do Malacha unless you have made, say, Baruch HaMadim in Kodesh HaKodesh. That goes for a woman. It's very important, actually, doesn't reach that home. She wants to do Malacha. She wants to repair the meal on Matzah Shabbos, which is Yom Tov. She wants to repair, start cooking for now. She has to say Baruch HaMadim in Kodesh HaKodesh before doing any Malacha. Now, this idea is bringing Baruch HaMadim in Kodesh HaKodesh, right?
I'm talking about the non-Jews.
Now, this is an important thing. What's included? This will come to you, Moshe. Mum is coming to you, Moshe. What's included that you can't do? What can you not do before you say Baruch HaMavdil or heard Abdullah al-Kais? So that's clear. Any Menachem HaTorah you shouldn't do. Any Menachem HaDrabbanan you can't do. Eating also you can't do. What about, an interesting halacha, can you ask a goy, Moshe? Can you ask a goy to do something for you? Or can you ask your geet to do something for you? Made up dollar already.
Yeah.
That means you've got a long shalashidas, you're very busy there with shalashidas, good meal, you enjoy yourself there, you're going strong, shalashidas, but a mice thing, you need something done. You need some light to put on or something. So can you ask first for a non-Jew to put the light on for your Moshi?
Yes.
That's after, it's after Nacht already, yeah? It's after Nacht
that you've not made up dollar.
What?
You've not made
up dollar. Can you ask a yid to do a malacha for you? You know, not. Those cases are mutter. All drabonons, which are only with dibur, are mutter. Dabi dodos mutter. You can speak about business at that time. But anything else, which is a gazera, moving muksa, all that you can't do, taka, until you've actually made up dollar. And then the mutter is actually, it looks like we showed him as a kasha. How can you blow shofar on Motsu Yom Kippur before Abdullah? Interesting kasha, all right, so you're not been mutter yet. So they say this drabonon is a gazera of something else. That is no problem. You have to do that. So only things which are strach malacha, to do with malacha, drabon, which goes on to malachas, moving muksa, carrying things in the street you can't do. You can't carry in the street without making havdalah on Matzah Shabbos.
Right.
You can ask even before you bench from Shalosh Shabbos.
Well, it's after Lach, it's after Nach.
It's after Nach,
yeah, you must realise, I never realised this myself, it's very important, it's after Nach. If someone comes from does a malocha on that time, he's not made a dollar, 2 days in warning, if you take this apple off the tree, now, you're chayav misa. Does he get killed?
No.
He doesn't finish Shabbos, it's finished. I mean, I'm swearing it's finished at Shabbos. Even though he's not Mavdol, when Shabbos is finished, Minat Torah, it's finished. In fact, the apostle says a chiddush, even though, let's say, for example,
if it's Rebbein Tam, could you put the last one before Rebbein Tam?
What machine?
Could I ask a non-Jew to put the last one before Rebbein Tam's man?
Depends what your minig is, Moshe. But Bein Ashmosh of Shabbos itself is much more common. That we don't allow. We don't allow you to ask according to anything you want there. Yeah? So, right? That's our locha so far of, of not only Havdalah. The Ramon brings a Yesh Oimim actually, in Reish Tzadik Tes. He doesn't like it. That the whole problem only here is only a malocha which involves a bother. Lamosha, weaving, sewing, things like that. Anything which is just lighting a match, which takes a small thing to do, or just carrying something, it's not much of an effort you're allowed to do. The Meister Ramon himself says, we don't talk about it on this. And before you made Hamavdil, you should not do any malocha whatsoever. Right. So you should not do any malocha at all. You shouldn't put a light switch on before you made one. It's quite right. It's right, simple. Just say, Hamavdil. Yeah, but you shouldn't do any malacha otherwise before you've made some sort of havdalah. Either you've heard it from
a candle. The candles of havdalah, then, isn't it?
What?
Yeah. If it's a young man, then he can't light his candles to make a bohem beish.
You have to make one hamadol before you light it.
The lady has to be careful this year to say for a hamadol before she lights the menorah before her havdalah, before her kiddush.
On Pesach, talk about
this year.
Yeah, I mean, every yom is like that. Every Yom Tov, we've got 2 days Yom Tov, the second night, she says, right, every time there's 2 days Yom Tov, the second night of Yom Tov, you can't light the candle before it's a Baruch
Hamadol. Or
before Nach. The second night Yom Tov?
Well, second night Yom Tov, you can't light the candles before Nach.
One day Yom Tov the next.
Yeah, same thing.
One day Yom Tov, you can't.
Same thing. Yeah, they go through the race then. The same thing. One day Yom Tov, the next is also used to make a dollar. No?
We don't have to do
Kiddush, you do that Kiddush, a dollar.
Now, what about the woman?
I'm talking about the chef that washed out.
He's right.
Just the chef that washed out.
On one day, you have to next to the
what's a snack?
You don't have to do much, it's quite right.
Yeah, but this year you do.
Yeah, Shabbos to Yom Tov. Shabbos to Yom Tov. At least Shabbos to Yom
Tov.
Actually, between Shabbos to Yom Tov, What about going away now? What's the Shabbos? It's like his master, really. He wants to make Havdalah, but his Sibra are busy having Shabbos Shittas. They're all keeping Shabbos. That we don't say that over there. He's not following the Sibra. On Friday night, there's an Indian, he doesn't want to become a Shabbos. But his congregation, his Sibra are become a Shabbos.
Yeah.
He gets slept in with his Sibra.
Right.
Yeah. On Friday night. What's a Shabbos? Why is it all the way around? He wants to make Havdalah early, after that, but the Tzibur is still having Shabbos Shittas in the middle of keeping Shabbos. We want to keep Shabbos. That way there you don't get pulled in by the crowd, and you're allowed to make Havdalah by yourself straight away.
So you couldn't ask the guy on Yom Tov to light the candles, would you?
Not at all. Once this man of Havdalah comes, now there's a problem where you can't even eat anything. Since this is Zman Havdalah, there's now an issa to eat any food or drink anything besides water. Water's an exception, but you may not eat or drink anything before you made Havdalah. Because of this, that's why the minute comes that Bina Shmosh is already.
Can you have a
since Bina Shmosh is stopping Laila, we stop eating and drinking already now. This is a necessity, you'll have to be more lenient. But generally speaking, before you make Havdalah, you can't eat or drink. All right.
Can you have a sweet before you have Donna?
What was she for?
Could you have a sweet before you have Donna?